Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every week, every Wednesday, in fact, from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Tug Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sistren and brethren out there all around the world, that's numero uno! Shout out to Xander Dames, a.k.a. the other Dave Navarro. Anyway, I have my buddy, my first co-host. Remember when I first started my show? His name is Dave Navarro, but he kept getting irritated on Facebook because he says not the famous guitarist. He literally put it in parentheses on his fucking Facebook page. I love you, Dave. I love you. Anyway, we're here for another wonderful week in Sherman Oaks. Beautiful weather as always. Hell yeah! But we have a gorgeous view. I wish the view could see the view, but it is what it is. I mean, maybe we'll take some pictures anyway. No, but these we are your hosts, hostess and hosts with the mostest and whatnot, Jenny and the Muse.
Hello, hi.
Well, I guess I should turn you on.
Maybe.
Yeah. Would that work?
Okay, yes. Cool. Thank you.
Oh wait, don't I always?
Yes, okay. All the time.
Okay, never mind.
Even now.
Whoa. He's also the husband. they're all over 20. They're all over 21 now. So we're good. We're of age. We're completely of age now.
I don't have any earplugs, but that's cool.
Yeah. We can get you a pair.
Do I need a pair?
I mean, I don't know. No, maybe we can't.
No, I can hear you. That's all that matters.
Yeah, can you? Okay, good. As long as we can hear each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to do. I mean, you know. Basically, you're just hearing your own voice. It's pretty cool, though.
Okay,
I'm
well,
just kidding.
I'll enjoy that.
I'm just picking.
I like
kidding.
My own voice.
It is pretty cool.
I sound like a narcissistic cunt, don't I?
No.
Shut up.
I like the sound of my own voice. I do voiceover work anyway.
Nice.
I do like other intros and outros and other shit for other radio stations.
Don't you have a new TV
like
show
Maine.
Coming up soon?
Yes.
Right, I heard about that.
Okay, so I'm going to do a contest for everybody out there watching and listening and whatnot. I'm going to do a little contest.
Yes.
I need your help to come up with the name for my new radio, my new actually television show, which is going to be on the Arroyo channel over in Pasadena. Pasadena Media, actually, TV, and I'm taking classes over there right now. So I am now actually a studio camera operator.
All right.
Wow. And studio floor manager.
Yeah.
Rock on. Tonight I will learn the teleprompter.
Teleprompter.
Isn't it going to be awesome? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd hate to try to read off
it. Be like from Maine, teleprompter. Teleprompter. I got to learn the teleprompter tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A New England accent, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway, no, I don't really talk like that. I do a non-regional dialect. I think it's just better that way. Especially if you're going to ever do like the news or.
Of course.
Or a traffic report or some fucking shit.
Yeah. Everybody
don't want to sound like LaQuisha.
Don't
want to sound like LaQuisha. This is LaQuisha, and I'm like doing this report from this traffic copter or something, whatever the hell it is. It's like a ghetto bird, but like for the news people and stuff, and like that kind of shit, you know. Anyway. You're going to have fun. That's the whole point.
Right.
We're having fun.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little contest, and if you can come up with a really great name, whoever wins with the best name for my TV show, we'll win like a gift pack. It'll have like CDs from different bands and like maybe some like bumper stickers and some pins and whatnot. Maybe even a t-shirt, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
I'll throw in a nice little
package.
A little package, you know, of goodies.
A little basket.
Yeah, little goodies.
Memorabilia.
You know? Exactly. Mm. And we'll put a nice little package together, and you will win that. Wow. And some tickets to our concerts, because Jenny also throws concerts, as Stereo Love has played.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Which camera are we on, that one or that one?
That one.
The silver one? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Our Facebook friends.
I don't even know if
yeah.
that one's working. I don't know. But that one, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're here with Stereo Love, rock band extraordinaire. They really do rock. You guys
Thank
are
you.
Badass. And you've only gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
Really have. I've known them since, like, she was 17. She just turned 21, by the way. It was right before she turned 18. So
4th of
like,
July.
No, you're like, yeah, I've known you, like, 3 years. It was, like, right before you turned 18.
Hmm.
And Lula was 19 at the time.
18.
No, you were 18, about to be 19. Yeah.
Aren't you
yeah.
younger?
What?
She's no. like, she's like, I look younger.
I'm 1 year older.
She acts younger, too.
I thought that was funny, your little joke, though, about how they couldn't find the address because it wasn't 420.
Yeah, it wasn't 420. It was 410 here, so it's like...
Sweet 410, yes.
Sweet 410.
That's why I always say fourth floor next to the elevator. It makes it so much
420.
Easier. Get off the elevator, you turn, like, oh, look, it's right fucking
that's
there.
That's why I was able to find
and
it.
Plus it says, and plus it says LA Talk Radio oh, right yeah. on the fucking door, so...
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't say 420.
I mean... No, but it says 410, and that's okay yeah, because, yeah. you know.
I don't do 420, so.
I do.
Me either.
I did it before the show, and I'll do it after the show.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
and I'm sure well, I'll do it again later on tonight.
Just don't do it in front of my kids.
Sounds like my life.
I won't, I promise.
Oh, thank you, sweet.
I promise, I swear.
I'm trying to be a good dad.
Right? Exactly.
Lead by
that's,
example.
That's what he's talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Good job.
I just smoked 2 pre-rolls in the car right here.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, my shop always hooks me up.
Nice.
Anyway, we are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Sonos, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Radio Line.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! You said
iHeartRadio. I said iHeartRadio, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, Spotify. There's a bunch of ones.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a lot of
Podbean. And we're on a bunch of shit. I have us on so many goddamn things. Ridiculous.
Wow.
I just got my other show, my other radio show, Jenny's Real Rock, syndicated on iHeartRadio also. So.
Nice.
Rock on. That's two. Down. Anyway.
Oh. Like, I want to give like a moment of silence because it's 9/11.
It's because of the date it is. It's 9/11. So,
you know,
can we all have just a moment of silence?
But for all the victims, you know, not just in America, but, you know, the innocent victims where the mm-hmm. stuff was going on in yeah. Iraq and Afghanistan, mm-hmm. because all of them didn't cause that either. So,
no.
you know. Okay. You know, thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go to Afghanistan.
Respect.
Play for the troops. You
yeah,
know?
You've Ooh. Been there, so yeah, you've seen
troops, yeah, so.
You've seen a lot of the what's after. Going on.
Best okay. crowd ever. Yeah. Best crowd ever were our troops. You know,
yeah.
I've ever played in front
they,
of them.
They appreciate our this type of music. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
He went like 2003.
Yeah.
No, 2005.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But still
4 years after, that's still war torn. The war is
yeah,
still going on at
oh,
that
yeah.
point. There's still
I heard a lot of bombs.
Like all this going on. I mean,
oh, you did?
Oh yeah. Careful wow. the base. Oh yeah. There was a lot of action going on there.
That's crazy.
But I was surrounded by kids with machine guns. I was in good hands, you know.
But still, that's crazy though. kids with machine guns.
Yeah, they were all.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Very good
I'm
hands,
just saying.
Yeah. They treat me like rock stars too. I was, you know, blessed, you know.
Judd Walter Steele. Judd yep. Walter Steele.
Yep.
Judd Walter Steele. Yeah. we got some great stuff coming up there with Miss Thing right here, Jewel Steele. I heard you won round one and whatnot of American Idol 2020.
Yeah.
It's going to air yeah. what, January usual, like usual, or is gonna air, do they know yet
no,
when they're going to air
it's
it?
It's going to be spring.
Spring, like
yeah.
March,
but
April type.
I yeah. have no clue if I'm going to be on the show because it's only round one.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we got to keep things on the down low.
Okay, I got
yeah,
you.
We, you know,
okay.
Big things are on the horizon. Though.
But we're gonna I'm gonna pray for you for that.
Pray.
I'm gonna pray for that. Like I did, I prayed for you for round one.
Thank you.
I said she's gonna get this because she's talented. Look, and I know. I've listened to you sing. I know how talented you are.
I imagine how many people every year try out.
And don't even make it past round one. You made it to
really,
that's huge.
Well, there was some really talented people.
Oh, I'm sure.
They didn't even make it. So it was
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. If you were that shows how talented you are. If they're that talented and they didn't make it and you did, think about how talented you are.
That's probably the company that's playing all the time because you're so used to doing it now. Because you're like a vet. How many years you've been on stage?
Yeah.
You've been singing for a long time. You've been performing for a long time.
It was quite funny because the first round, I had two people judging me for my row.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had me play two songs. The first song, they cut me off. And one of the guys were like, aren't you in a, because he's reading what my little notes I wrote on the, what I
like your
out.
Bio, your quick bio.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he was like, aren't you in a band? Like, I feel like you're holding back. And I was like, okay. I was like, I really wasn't in my head, you know? And I was like, okay, sure. So I gave him another song, which I had, I knew that was going to knock it out of the ballpark for that one. So I was like, oh, you think I'm holding back? I got you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool. It was really cool.
Dig down deep.
Really good experience.
Maybe she could play, you know, the two songs.
She can, of course. That's what we're here for, is to showcase you guys and what you do.
Yeah, if you want to play, you play.
And don't forget Lula Steele, the amazing bassist. And now, do you call it like harmonizing vocalist, or do you call it backup vocalist?
Gang backups.
Gang backup.
Okay. I wasn't sure like how you guys said it. You know what I mean? I said backup singer because, you know what I mean? And you do like harmony, and you also. And
in case anybody didn't understand, play bass. This is the great group Stereo Love.
I said that a little bit earlier, but yes, yeah, Stereo Love. They're a family band, though.
Yes.
Two sisters and their dad.
Yeah.
The dad's the drummer. So Jed Walter Steele's the drummer.
Eight years now, they still won't let me have a microphone. They
won't let him like do a little harmony.
Dude, that's why he grabbed the headset from him. He was like, I got to hear myself. I never do.
I never allowed to hear myself.
I'm kidding.
I
like giving him a hard time. Did you want to hear the song?
Yeah, play
the
song.
One second. I'm going to introduce somebody else that's in the room.
Please.
We've got Rod Toledo. We got Rod Toledo from K&M Productions, Los Angeles. He is helping me work and helping me organize a tour that we're doing coming up for our band Cleaver.
Yes.
Coming from Santiago, Chile. Check out Cleaver on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere. Cleaver Band. And you can check them out, Santiago, Chile. They're an amazing band. They're like alternative rock. They're really incredible. You guys got to check them out. So he is here, and he's helping me organize this wonderful tour.
Check him out.
They're
going to
be here.
Too.
Exactly. And Bands in Town.
Bands
in Town, Spotify, everywhere.
The touring dates.
Hell yeah. October 23rd until November 20th, roughly.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So
we'll announce dates towards the end of the show.
Santa Ana,
hell yeah. We're going to announce all the dates of the show right before the end of the show. Will. So that way people know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So what do we want to play, my dear?
Okay, I'll play what I auditioned for.
You can play whatever you want to play.
Well, it was funny because I know auditioning in front of random people, random producers, it's really hard because there's no reverb. It's no live, you know, speakers, anything like you can plug into.
Mm-hmm.
It's just raw, basically.
So it's not like they have it like concerts, you know.
I
mean?
Right.
It's not like that kind of setup.
Right. No PA.
Yeah, no PA. Not like that.
But the first rounds, it's like it's all raw, you know. Thank God I had my guitar with me. Mm. It's like my shield.
Yeah.
You know,
it adds to it.
Because doing it a cappella, I can't even imagine me auditioning a cappella because that's really hard, you know.
But see, you figure that probably helped get you over because you play the guitar. You know what I mean?
And
you
that
just
too.
Basically yeah, just singing.
It's like, oh, yeah. You
know? Oh, yeah. She's multi-talented. She can sing and play the guitar. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So my audition was actually a two-melody song together, 90 seconds long in total. So here is Your Lips Are Moving by Meghan Trainor.
And then the
other half is River by Bishop Briggs.
Okay. So. I'm going to turn off all our mics except for yours, okay?
Smart.
Okay.
All right. This is Jewel Steele. Okay. Singing what got her.
Collaboration, yeah.
Right past round one.
Yes.
Of American Idol 2020. All right. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Hey, baby, don't you bring them tears, 'cause it's too late, too late, babe. Me when you're here, so two-faced, two-faced, babe. Ooh, find me diamond earrings and deny, but smell on your collar, so goodbye, bye, 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 bye. I know you're lying, your lips are moving. Tell me, do you think I'm dumb? I'm happy young, but I ain't stupid. Talk around circles with your tongue. I give you bees, you give me sweet succeed. I'm number one. I know you're lying, your lips are moving. Baby, don't you know I'm done? Don't you say it. So shut your mouth and run me like a river. Shut your mouth, baby, stand and deliver. One last breath to make me a sinner. Like a river, like a river. Shut your mouth and run me like a river. Trust this love till the pain starts to shiver. One last breath till the tears start to wither. Like a river, like a river. Shut your mouth and run me like a river.
Thank you.
Holy crap.
Powerful.
That was amazing.
Powerful.
That was good stuff right there.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's why she got past round one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nice and simple, little collaboration. Yeah.
Well, plus, but yeah, even like when you're doing that, though, you can like totally let loose.
Right.
More so than in here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You can open up more even on a stage than you can in a place like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sitting down.
So I can only imagine like if it was that good in here, what it sounded like on like a stage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's
really
badass.
Good experience, even if I didn't get through, because I never auditioned before for that show. So
that's awesome.
Really good experience, and it was in Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah.
Which Katy Perry, I found out. I didn't know that before.
Mm-hmm.
She was born and raised in Santa Barbara because her dad was there.
Her dad was there. It was pretty cool
for the auditions, which was really cool. But now they're going around the United States and doing all auditions right now.
Someday you could be the next Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I'm saying? See if you win, say like she now she's got a talk show, the Kelly Clarkson show. See what I'm saying?
I know.
She's good at it too.
All these mofos
yes,
that are coming up.
Yeah.
Except for Ruben Studdard. He didn't really go too far.
Who's that?
He was like the first season, I think. He's the bigger black dude.
He was like a couple of seasons in because that lady, the one with the talk show, I think she was the first one.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, right. I saw Kelly Jewel. I was able to view Jewel do her audition.
Yeah.
I was able to watch it. And she had eye contact. She was swinging the guitar.
It was outside in like in a courtyard. And there was like at least 100 other people with other booths and people lined up to, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was pretty intense outside. And it's like, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Really and then other people hear you. You had to block other people out because other people are auditioning around you, so
Really?
It was a really cool experience. Yeah, so
then after that they called her upstairs, but that's another story.
Yeah,
okay,
that was cool. That was afterwards. Yeah.
Interesting.
Da-da-psh.
I like the video you had on your page though.
With
you guys in the sitting.
Afterwards they were like, we want to get B-roll of you. I was like, me? Like, there was thousands of people there. I was like, are you sure? Like, okay. I was just, you know.
Because you have an interesting story. Not everybody has a band with their sibling and their father. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a dynamic, unique thing. Yeah. Oh, we got a caller.
And she works at Sephora. Sephora.
You are on the air with Jenny and the Muse, as well as Stereo Love.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Hey, I thought since you guys have a band of family on, Band of Family would call in.
What's up, Band of Family?
What's going on?
What's up?
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
What's the name of your band?
Is this Ted Williams?
Yep.
What's up, Ted? This is Ted Williams from Band of Family. Oh, They've just played a couple of our shows. They're going to play another show coming up on September 22nd at the 5-Star Bar.
Wow, cool.
Hell yeah. They're really good.
Very good.
They're from, like, what, Bakersfield, I think?
What's up, Ted? Band of Family.
Bakersfield, yeah.
Bakersfield.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, young lady that was singing on American Idol, fantastic voice.
Thank you.
I had to call in and just give props. Beautiful, beautiful voice. I'm excited to hear more.
Yay.
I think you guys would be great to play together, too. Stereo Love and Band of Family.
Yeah, family band.
They're
family band,
they're amazing. You here, nice. Listen to these guys.
Yeah, and
you will be like, yeah, we would be a good fit together.
Perfect. Yeah, I love
You'd
that.
Be perfect.
I love other family
bands. I think that would be a good fit, Ted. We're going to put you with Stereo Love on a show at some point coming up.
Oh, let's set it up.
What do you think of that?
Maybe
I can get a venue in Hollywood. I'm looking for something. Or Santa Monica or somewhere.
That'd be cool.
Hell yeah, fun times. We're always down. You know that.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, they're a really good band.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and give props and say what's up. And, you know, I'm driving back from Barstow to Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah.
And just listening in and enjoying the show.
Right on. Thanks, Ted. Nice meeting you, bro.
Say hi to everybody in the band.
Definitely.
Hey, thank you so much. And everybody check out bandoffamily.com.
Hell yeah. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Bye.
Bye. Ted Williams of Band of Family.
What a cool band name.
Yeah, they're
I thought you were talking
amazing.
About us first. I thought
No. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we are a band of family.
Yeah.
We are.
No, but that's the name of their band.
That is really cool.
No, they're really cool people.
Cool.
And they're amazing. I had them play at the Rainbow Bar and Grill recently, and then I had them play at 5-Star Bar, and then they're going to play again at 5-Star Bar. I think I have them on a show maybe coming up in like November also. So, you know, we're putting on some good shows. I'd like to get you guys on some shows down at like Malone's in Santa Ana.
Molly Malone's?
And no, regular Malone's. It's a 2-stage venue.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Back to back. Mm-hmm. Heavy is one of the headliners.
Stop.
Oh, cool. Reminds me of House of Blues.
Exactly. Yeah.
The old one.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be we're gonna have some badass times coming
up. Cool.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at more venues, Hollywood, Long Beach. Santa Monica. Maybe we can throw some more shows at Trip if we can get like our own show there. Rod, you know what I'm saying?
Anything you want.
Let's make this happen, Rod.
You're the boss.
Let's do this.
So we have an EP coming out. Right, Joel?
We do.
We have a new EP coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So a 5-song EP.
Yeah.
What's the EP? Do you have a title yet?
We do.
What's the title?
Going out there.
1 Second from Perfect.
I love it.
I really like it.
I have a song here on here. It says 1 second.
That's it.
So we're gonna play it in a few minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
We got another caller.
Okay, please.
Cool. Jesus.
They've attracted young girls. Attract callers.
Young guys.
It's because of
or
me.
Young guys.
Hey, you're on the air with Jenny and the Muse and Stereo Love and Rod Toledo from K&M Productions. What's up? Who are we speaking with?
Rock and roll is dead. You guys suck. I'm just kidding.
Is this my Katie Ashley?
No, you guys rock. You guys.
Oh yeah.
I love you, Katie Ashley.
What's up, man?
No, I was fucking with you guys. I'm on work. I'm gonna let you guys go. Have a great
day. Good
you luck
are.
On. Yeah. See you guys later.
Thank you.
Love you, Katie.
That guy's gave me crap about before on Facebook message me and said. We should get somebody else to sing, write some real lyrics. You know, I've got a shitload of shit.
No,
that
no. Oh, this, yeah, I have. No, listen. He's fucking with you. Yeah. He's from a rock band called Katie Ashley.
We've done shows with him.
Katie Ashley.
With everybody.
I love Katie Ashley. Yeah, that was Katie Ashley. That's why I say I love you, Katie Ashley.
Oh it was, God, yeah. Can you tell Katie. My voice?
Yeah. Oh. He was just on our show recently.
Bro, that was so awkward for a moment. We were all
he was calling in. He was just saying, he said good luck on the American Idol.
I watched him on that. I watched him on your show, yeah.
Honestly,
I
love Katie. Played shows with him because I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Joel. Look, Lula.
He's good. He's cool.
All I ask for Lula is to show up and do your thing.
Listen.
That's it.
Listen.
Kick ass, you know, Lula. Bye, Lula.
This is Lula and this is Joel.
Lula and Joel.
He always mixed up our names. I feel like Lula and I feel like any parent that has more than one kid mixes up their names.
Sometimes I call Chance Samantha and Samantha Chance.
Right.
And I really shouldn't do that. It's because Chance pisses me off that day and I got to yell at him a bunch or some shit. And he irritated me so fucking bad that when I go to talk with my daughter, like even like video chat from Maine and shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, God damn it. Chance, you don't understand what's going on here. Be like, oh, fuck. I mean, Samantha. Samantha, I'm sorry.
He's
and sometimes I do the same thing with vice versa. I feel like I'm getting senility.
When he's yelling at me.
Senility.
Yeah.
It's senility.
No, I'm telling you. No,
you're younger than me, though, aren't you?
You know it, baby.
Were you like 49? 43?
49. 23. Okay. What are you talking
about? I'll go for the 43.
49? You're not 49. I thought you were younger than me.
43.
Okay, you're between him and I's age.
I'll go 39.
Yeah. Well, when he's yelling at me, he's like, Lula, I'm like, I have one
thing. I'm confused. I'm a drummer. Cut me some slack.
It's okay. He's got to keep his mind on the prize.
I can change a light bulb.
The beat. He's got to do the beat. He's got to do the beat, and he's got to concentrate on that so much that he can't think about your names. It just is too much for him. It's too much.
Excel drumsticks.
It's too much.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
Excel drumsticks.
Excel drumsticks.
Dude, sometimes he.
You guys ain't got any other sponsors? Who else?
Oh yeah, we do. Gangstar Rock and Roll Apparel.
Okay, Gangstar Rock and Roll Apparel.
And then we got a. PickBay.com.
Yeah. Okay. PickBay. All right. And, I see you got a MBM Music LLC. Metal Babe Mayhem.
Metal Babe Mayhem.
I'll be playing her commercial here momentarily.
I love Allison.
In between the songs, when we play her songs, I'll hit boom. MBM Music at SC.
I love her.
She's always been there to support us.
I had her other commercial on here at one point too, where it was just like for her fashion and jewelry and shit. But like this one's like for her music. The music part.
I got my name on it.
Right.
Isn't it badass?
Right.
Excel drumsticks. And my name.
Stereo Love and Judd. Well, you got it. Wait, how do you say it? Judd W?
Judd Steele.
Okay, Judd Steele. Okay. I got you.
You're thinking of Facebook.
You know what? You know when I did Facebook?
I always do that to mess with them. Walter Steele.
Yeah, but when I did Judd Walter Steele.
I think it's badass.
I couldn't change Walter. It wouldn't let me. So I just.
Then you went then it was Judd W. Steele.
Yeah, because you know what? You can only have 5,000 friends. Yeah. And right now, between us, we have 30,000.
It annoys the fuck out of me. It really does.
Two pages each.
I have 5,000 friends at any given time. Sometimes I have to unfriend people that I don't know. Like, I hate to say this, but somebody from a foreign country that I don't know.
No, it's right. It's a weight.
Oh, wait.
I don't know you. Okay, so you've hit on me 20 times this week.
And then you bring it back. Oh, okay.
And then a friend, like a musician or something.
Nice.
I'm looking for sponsorship with any fucking companies that want to sponsor me. Microphones, radio equipment. No. Because I'm not a band. I mean, Excel wants to fucking go for it. I mean, I'm not.
A lot. So.
We do. We could distribute the drumsticks to the bands
all the time.
That we deal with. So we could do that. So that is a good idea. Mm-hmm. So any equipment, guitars, anything. It doesn't matter.
Did I mention that Lula's
help them get some sponsorship.
Lula's like a cat. Lula, she's like a cat.
It's like a cat.
She comes around when she's hungry. And then when I try to hug her, she hisses at me. I just don't. I don't get it, you know.
he's a comedian.
That's awesome.
He really is.
Talking to that girl.
Petey's Place. Comedy. Night.
We got a show coming up at Petey's Place.
Yeah,
with Jess Fema.
Yeah. What's the date on that one?
Fema.
October
third. I think I see the info.
Yeah, October 3rd.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all girls, all front girl.
Yeah,
she's hosting. Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna.
I like it.
Yeah.
What day is that?
It's. I think it's. Oh, I think it's an off night, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
We got fans.
It's October 3rd.
We got friends.
No,
it's like Hollywood here.
And
you know?
And by the way, on my shows, like you can make your own page and promote.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Vegas here, you know, kind of, you know,
because
any night.
Sometimes they want to see something from the band itself, not just from like the promoter. You see what I'm saying? I don't have a problem ever with you guys. Like when you play my concerts, I don't ever have a problem with you making your own page to promote the shit out of everything. Because as long as you bring motherfucking people through the goddamn door and they pay some money and you get a cut of the goddamn money, then what the fuck does it matter?
That's right.
It's about numbers. Bring some motherfuckers through the door.
I always advertise on your page.
I know you do. You advertise like a mother. You advertise a lot. I love it. Judd is one of my best. He's one of my best people, and he always sends me bands and stuff, too.
Yeah,
like, you should have these people on your shows. You should have this, you know, so.
I'm all over the place. I try to be, you know, it's like push, 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 and then push, you know.
He's like a booking agent for me. I have several booking agents, and they're all, like, members of different bands and shit.
Yeah.
They always send me, like, hey, like, you guys should deal with this person, that person. I've gotten so many bands from other bands, other promoters, other.
Spread the love.
Everything.
Spread the love.
Oh, shout out, speaking of that, Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions.
Oh, yeah, Nathan.
Shout
Nathan.
Out. Nathan. To the yes.
Fate Destroyed.
Yeah. Check them out. Also, go to, what was it, Saturday, September 28th. Go to Big John's birthday party. John, he's going to. He's the bouncer. If you've ever been to Characters Bar, Sports Bar in Pomona, you'll know Big John because he's always standing at the fucking door. This man's like huge. He's like 6'5" or 6'6". He's a big man. You can't miss this guy. Big John. Hell yeah. Birthday
big
party.
John.
We're doing a big party with all his, like, a lot of his favorite bands and stuff. So it's going to be a great time. So come on out. It's a Youngblood production show, obviously. Characters Bar in Sports Bar in Pomona, California. Come on out, have a good time. I don't know what the door is, but they usually keep it pretty reasonable. But you get like, I don't know, six, seven, eight bands for like goddamn 10-15 bucks. Can you really bitch?
No.
You're getting
right.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean, you go pay like $60 to see three bands. Why wouldn't you pay $15 to, or one sometimes? Yeah. Or why wouldn't you pay $15 to see like six or seven bands?
Or two bands.
Or even, well, yeah, I guess two bands, yeah. If they're really, really solid, good bands.
Yeah, because on.
They got to be solid, though.
Saturday night, we saw Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
And,
oh, well, he's fucking Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
Jesus
exactly.
Christ.
It was worth the money.
It's like, God, who played what? Okay, I got to ask this fucking question. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Who opened for him?
It was Judy Garland's daughter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh, Eliza.
No, her stepsister.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. It was such
so
a
not,
show.
Not Liza.
No, that was like her stepsister.
But it, she was entertaining.
But
it would have been cool if it was Liza.
Yeah, Liza played right
Liza Minnelli
would
have. Liza Minnelli?
Oh, Liza Minnelli.
If it was Liza Minnelli and Barry Manilow,
oh, wow.
Jesus Christ, they would have sold. Did they sell out?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, they sold out regardless.
Yeah. I mean, there was
just the fact she's Judy Garland's daughter.
But in the beginning, I told her I wanted to see the singer Barry Manilow. Jules like, who the hell is Barry Manilow?
I didn't say that.
Well, she didn't know
Mandy.
Who she was.
No, I knew his name.
I know, but
so many songs.
She's young.
Oh,
I knew his
so
name. I just didn't know
so
the
songs
that he sung until I.
He sings the songs that make the whole world sing. That's what he sings.
Yeah, a lot. He's got a lot of songs. I didn't realize how many. Fucking
but,
songs
but,
of his
you know,
I actually know.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same.
Oh my
but
God.
But it wasn't like a rock show like I normally take her to see.
Yeah, no.
I wanted her to see a vocalist that write, you know, a songwriter.
Yeah.
It was
it's
cool.
Good because she's got good things coming up and I want her to open her horizon.
No, you should expose yourself to different styles of music anyway because you don't know what door that could open up for you.
Exactly.
Listen to reggae. Listen to punk. Listen to funk. Listen to rock, metal.
Everything.
A little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah,
listen
to
everything. So that way... You really are immersed with everything. Rap, hip-hop, everything. Like, everything.
Oh,
so,
immerse
as far
yourself.
As stereo love,
find what
how do you
like.
Describe your music?
Anything.
How do you describe Stereo Love's music.
Well, we could play a song and it's They're hard wrong. To describe. We think it's original.
Self-describe?
Do you want me to
so you wanna play? 1 second from Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
You want to do that one?
Our title track for our new EP. Yep,
all right, ahead. So we're going to do 1 second from Perfect. Yes. Their title track of their new EP. 5-song EP. When they're going to be releasing it?
Soon.
In a month. Very soon?
Very
month
soon.
Or two?
Yeah.
Okay,
very
cool.
Soon. It's got to get printed.
So
it's being printed.
That's it.
So get ready. Stereo Love on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yes!
MBM Music will provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Oh, This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
Satanic Johnny, playing our show tomorrow night. Thursday, September 12th at the Five Star Bar. Tomorrow night we got Vitamin XP at 8:30.
All right.
Satanic Johnny at 9:20. We got our buddies Legions.
Ooh,
from up near, what are they near? Like Lancaster, Palmdale.
Yeah,
I heard that.
They're 10:10. And then Corners of Sanctuary on tour.
Yeah.
Corners of Sanctuary. Go to the Corners of Sanctuary page on Facebook. They have like almost 10,000 likes. Wow. So
on their Facebook?
Yeah.
Not bad.
They're pretty. And they're a pretty big band.
They're on tour?
Yeah, they're on tour. And they're playing our show tomorrow night.
We're almost at 20,000.
They're going to play.
20,000 likes.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and I saw
eight
that too.
Years, blood, sweat, and tears. Every single person we met. And
I think that's badass.
Yeah.
It's hard.
They're playing our show tomorrow night, 11 p.m. So come on and check it out. Monday, September 16th, Rainbow Bar and Grill. We got Legions again playing 10:30. Mr. Manic at 11:30. And Black Widow at 12:30. So we got some great shows coming up. And then Sunday, September 22nd at the Five Star Bar, we got Chucky Moda at 8:30. Band of Family, 9:20.
Wow, Band of Family.
King Chaos at 10:10. And Keep the Lie Alive at 11.
Hey, so we're doing a show with Bay City Rollers in Vegas.
Rock on.
Yeah, October 12th at
the venue?
Vince Neil's Club.
Hell yeah.
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 Yep.
Toronto.
Brian Scott, thank you, Brian Scott.
Toronto, how do you say that?
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah,
I failed that class.
But Vince Neil's club, you know, rock and roll club in Vegas. You know what I mean? That's badass. So you gotta show up. And what you said? Where is it?
It's in Pahrump, Nevada.
Pahrump.
Yeah. Pahrump. It's basically Las Vegas on the outside.
Nevada. So it's like one of those little outskirt little towns right there ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Gary England, he's doing it. He has a blog. He's Gary nice. England helping us out. And
hell yeah.
We got a team of people in Vegas.
Rock
now.
On.
Yeah.
That's badass. Vegas.
Especially that I'm 21 now.
Yes.
I love Vegas.
Hell yeah. Wait. I mean, telling you.
Not because of what you think. It's because it's way easier to play shows now.
Right.
It's a lot easier to play shows anywhere. Now you can play anywhere.
Well, we're playing better. Better shows now, you know.
Well, yeah, because now you can play any venue on anyone's shows.
Yeah, good PA system.
It opens a bunch of worlds to you.
Yeah, we used to play a lot of floors in the corner of coffee shops, but now they got to have a stage and they got to have a good PA. I'm just saying, you know, we're picking and choosing now.
That's why I want to get you on maybe some more shows like Hollywood. I'm looking at trying to get shows at the Three Clubs. It has two stages, like I said, so maybe there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then Petey's Place, Tarzana.
Oh, yeah, Petey's Place.
You know, because they got a good PA system and a nice stage
like
now.
You know, they really come up Petey's Place.
Yeah, they won't let me have shows there because I have shows at Petey's Place.
Yeah,
competition or too close by, blah, blah, blah.
But hey, later
they constantly invite me to their shows to do media coverage for their concerts. But yet I can't throw my own concerts there. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
It's okay. Rod's going to open doors for me and it's not going to matter. No, just kidding. Rod and I make a good team. We got this. Fuck yeah.
Remember Paladinos?
We do.
Huh?
Remember Paladinos?
Yeah, oh my God, I would love to. But I heard it's like a, what is it? Like a salsa club now?
Yeah.
Reggaeton.
Yeah, reggaeton. I mean, that's okay. You know,
that was a fun club.
There's a market for it.
Jimmy D. You know Jimmy D?
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy D,
I know. I'm friends with Jimmy D on Facebook. He's the one that told me RIP that Dave from the Night Enders, Pat, the guy, he got killed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. He always tells me, when are you gonna find guys your own age to jam with? He always tells me. I'm like, you know what?
Why does it matter? You have a unique dynamic. Why would you want to fuck that up?
So many people there have just ride my case.
I told him, like,
music is ageless.
Exactly. Now I tell them live, I'm their brother when we play live shows. I'm their brother, not their dad. It works.
Their older brother.
Older brother.
People
are
so mean of him on Facebook, but he...
Why?
I just blow it off. I don't care,
I think because he's so nice, he lets people attack them. I'm like, dude, just block them.
Okay, I have, this is my PSA for the day. Fuck you. Don't fuck with Judd.
It's okay. I don't care, man. It's
like, that's from Jenny, motherfuckers.
As long as you're talking.
That's my PSA.
Hey, as long as you're talking, that's all that matters to me.
Don't fuck with Judd.
As long as you're talking. Huh?
Judd's amazing. Go fuck yourself.
You're never mean to him in person, though. I mean, if I saw him coming out like down the street, I wouldn't be mean to him either.
But, I'd slap a hoe and boot a bitch.
Okay.
We ain't got time for that. Anyway.
That's the next segment, right?
Right, that's the next segment. Let's play another song.
Oh, yeah.
I have See It.
Yeah, See It.
And then I have another thing here called Need You. Was that one of your songs?
Oh, yeah.
But See It, it's going to be the first song off the EP.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one just reached over like 25,000 views.
Okay.
Of just the lyric video on YouTube.
Okay.
It's only been up for a couple months.
Badass.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I noticed a lot of your videos have a high number of views. Like it's even on like when I go look on like your YouTube page and stuff. Because sometimes I like to track the bands that play on my concerts or are on my radio shows and things like that. To see what's going on, see how they've advanced. See where they're at that time, what's going on with them. You know what I mean? Because I'm here to help, you know, promote you guys in any way I can.
That's so sweet.
You know what I mean? And you know I don't never charge a motherfucking penny. Fuck you.
She's in it for the love.
I'm in it for the love because I love fucking music. So I love television shows. I love movies. I love all that shit. And I want to do that stuff. And I want to make it so that the artists and the bands can make some money and get more exposure for the, different venues and things like that.
We're in it for the love too.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's like anything. If you know, I've never pressured my daughters to do this. I always told them, if you want to quit, easier on me, right? It's like if you make your kids go to church, they're going to hate church, right? I never, ever push them into doing this
When I was seeing people were bullying him on Facebook and whatnot, people were always saying, like random people were like, you're making your daughters do this and
trust and believe. His daughters love doing this.
Yeah, but you know
you're
what it
fucking
is?
Crazy if you think that for 5 seconds.
Hey, I won't be around
I've
forever.
I've seen them on stage.
I won't be around
they
forever.
They love what they do.
I'm helping my kids out.
They love what they do.
But I tell those people, they really I'm like, do. We would have stopped a long time.
We're having so
if they
much
weren't
fun.
Into it, they weren't didn't want to do it. They're very strong-willed young ladies.
Right here.
They will not fucking do something if they don't want
to. Do it.
Crazy.
Exactly. I know them. I've known
like,
them
so
for a while.
People don't understand.
Yeah,
because I guess he sees a dad so happy that's living his life, and especially through his own kids.
Because
most people that have dreams, as soon as they have kids, they're like, my dreams stopped because I had kids. But he's a living proof right here that you can follow your dreams and still have a bunch of kids. Okay,
you know what it comes down to? My wife. I got the best wife.
He does.
He has three kids.
His wife is their fucking roadie and shit. Yeah, helps them schlep fucking equipment and everything else.
That was part
she's
of
their biggest fucking supporter. She's badass.
Dude, all of her dogs are obsessed with her.
Your mom's badass.
Yeah,
she really is.
Yeah, I love her.
She really is. Shout out.
She was in the band in the beginning.
We tortured her.
But then she's... No.
Yeah, we used to make her play tambourine.
But she's like, you guys.
Tambourine.
She's like, no.
Like a full-on family band.
Yeah. We tried it at first, and then she's like, no, I want to hear you guys just play it. I just want to sit and watch you guys play.
Enjoy
and
it.
She got more enjoyment out of that than actually being up there with us. I love her.
Some people just aren't a stage person. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's
all right,
so
let's play See It.
Okay, yes, cool. Please.
All right, let's play See It.
See
by
It.
Stereo Love. Oh, goddamn, we got a caller. Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. We got our caller. It's got to be quick, though, because we got to play another song. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mom of Stereo Love.
Oh, Mom. Well, that's different.
Hey. How you doing, Mom?
It's Mom.
Hi, honey.
I heard you guys talk about me, so I thought I'd call in and say hi.
Hell yeah.
I love you so
Mom. Hell yeah. The inspiration and backbone behind Stereo Love.
I love
the
you,
roadie.
Mom.
She is the badass
She's
roadie.
She's so cute.
She's awesome.
Aw, thanks.
You're
I love
awesome.
You, kick ass. I'm going to listen to Jewel play a song now, I guess.
Yes,
we're gonna play
See It.
It's
for you, Mom.
Hell yeah.
It's for you, Mama.
Awesome.
Love you, Mommy.
All for you.
I love you.
Bye.
You're so cute.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, Mom. Everyone say bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Mom.
She's badass.
She's
all right,
so
let's
bad.
Play. Let's so play See It.
Cool, let's do it.
Yeah. gotta wake up.
See it. Yeah. My favorites. Oh, damn. Got another caller.
I love playing drums for that song.
I'm sorry. I don't think we can take this call. I'm sorry. Don't hate me because I can't take your call.
Why?
Because the show's about to end. And
there you go.
Like,
sorry,
whoever that was.
Thanks to all our friends out there for the support of the year.
Sorry, whoever that was,
We love you all.
But we want to thank you so much, Stereo Love, for being in the studio today. We got Jewel Steele. We got Lula Steele. We got Judd Steele. Yeah. The amazing band that is, family band that is Stereo Love.
Oh, I want one more thing. Jewel started playing Daisy Rock when she first started, and now she's to Gibson.
Nice.
Yeah, Daisy Rock to Gibson.
Rock on.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Upgrade.
And we had the amazing Rod Toledo from K&M Productions LA. You're very welcome. We always love to have you. And we will be doing lots of business together, so rock on. And the Muse, of course.
Hey.
Hell yeah. Stay tuned. Check out our Facebook page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, as well as my personal page, Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E. And you will see we're about to have a live interview in the lobby out here. Not the lobby, but the waiting area in the couch area.
Whoa.
With Corners of Sanctuary.
Oh,
here on tour. No way. Hell yeah. And that's an MBM Music LLC and Get Real Global Entertainment production that we're going to have tomorrow night at the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. So come on out tomorrow night. If you say Jenny sent me, you'll get in the door for $7.
Wow.
So come on down to Five Star tomorrow night, Thursday, September 12th. You'll get in for $7. Just say Jenny sent me. That's all you got to do. Get in for cheaper. See what I'm saying? If not, you're paying 10 at the door. And, well, fuck you because you didn't say Jenny sent me. Anyway. Well, we got Corners of Sanctuary coming up here in a moment. We're going to be doing a live streaming interview in the... out here in the thing, but we're going to take some pictures here in a moment with the wonderful Stereo Love. Shout out to everybody. Come on out to our show tomorrow night, the Five Star Bar. Like I said, we have some great bands. And next week on our radio show, we have... No, I'm just kidding. The wheel is spinning. I'm just kidding. We've got Uncompliant next week, September 18th. And we have September 25th. We have Fira. We have October 2nd. We have Our Frankenstein. And October 9th, we have Satanic Johnny. So we have a lot of great bands and people coming up on our stuff and our concerts. Exactly.
Should we mention our social media?
Yes.
Because the EP will be coming out.
Social media as well as your website.
Yeah. Basically, Stereo Love Band, anywhere you go. www.stereolove.us. That's our main website that you can find. You know, the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. YouTube, of course, Stereo Love Band. You check out all of our recent songs, recordings.
Hell yeah.
And then all on there. And
you're on like Spotify, SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud and Reverb Nation.
Well, you know, we'll you know what the great thing is? You're on iHeartRadio now.
Well, because the reason, right?
Woo!
Exactly.
And you will be again.
We didn't. We used to be on Spotify and iTunes, but we are not big enough. And plus, we don't want to charge our fans and friends and stuff. Yeah. We'd rather just have them listen to it free.
You know what the great thing is? You're also on Spotify.
Not right now.
No.
Yeah, because of me.
All right.
You know what? It's taken us 8 years to get bumper stickers.
You're also on Spotify. Hey,
better,
Jenny.
Better late than never. It's taken us 8 years to get.
You're on Apple. Oh, well, this you're on Google. You're everywhere. You're everywhere of because of Jenny.
But yeah, our main website, you can find all of our new
better
songs.
Better late than never. And, that's all I can say.
It's okay. We got you on. We got you.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you to all our listeners, all our guests, all the people that called in. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Hell yeah. Bye.
Good night. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.